Not sure that the fight is over about the strong mayor powers at city council. Not sure based on some of the coverage of this and some of the discussions. So let's get basically, as I like to call it, the meat and potatoes of it with Toronto City Councillor Josh Matlow, who joins us now on Toronto Today. It's great to have you back. Thanks for making the time.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
I feel like this is a fight that's not over yet. Are you maybe more convinced, Josh, a week ago from now that there's enough voices on council, whether they often align with Mayor Tory or not, that will say this is a bridge too far and we don't want these powers to exist in Toronto?
Yes. It's, you know, this is not a, you know, one of those typical debates between, you know, those who one would consider more left-wing or right-wing or this or that or suburban or downtown. This is about drawing a line in the sand whenever our democracy is threatened. And, you know, so you could look to anyone from, you know, some of the progressives like Gord Perks or Alejandro Bravo to Stephen Holliday, who's, you know, the scion of a very conservative family. They are all opposed to Bill 39. Now, exactly how that manifests and exactly how council will, you know, protest and make it clear to the mayor that they are opposed to these undemocratic minority rule powers that he requested of Doug Ford, that's yet to be seen. And, you know, one of the challenges with City Hall or, you know, the dynamics there is that, you know, there are some, for example, who may have a very strong opinion about this, but if they're worried about losing a committee appointment or upsetting the mayor because they're worried about, you know, they're standing with him because he is such a centralized source of power now, you know, that's a factor in how loudly people will speak up. But are there a lot of conversations happening, and is there general agreement that Bill 39 is just completely unacceptable? Yeah. Yeah, there is.
And I think that's the one thing we ask for from our municipal politicians. I'm sure you look at the provincial scene, the federal scene. You sure look south of the border to European countries. And we both know politicians that probably say, ah, sometimes I gotta go along to get along. I got to vote with the team. You don't have to do that at this level. And so
you shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have to anyway. But we know what the system is. But that's not what municipal politics is. It's voting for. It's representing the people that elected you and sometimes, you know, voting your conscience or what you believe the will of the people that elected you are. And that's what it's supposed to be.
That's what it's supposed to be. And even before this strong mayor debate, you know, and we all discovered that John Tory had that secret conversation with Doug Ford. You know, the mayor was already strong, you know, for all intents and purposes. I mean, this dates back to the mega city and, or even 2006 with the City of Toronto Act changes. Like, you know, the mayor already had a number of carrots and sticks that were able to essentially whip a number of, you know, allies into voting with the mayor no matter what. In fact, for many years, and this is under, you know, Rob Ford as well. Like, there's a cheat sheet that goes around, and if you're, you know, sort of part of the mayor's team, they just tell the mayor's office tells you how to vote, and then you do that. And I don't like that, but that's how some have decided to operate. But, you know, we shouldn't be seeing a lot of Senator McCarthy's here, or, you know, my meaning is that just because, you know, the leader says the election was stolen, you don't just keep repeating that lie. And in this case, there are some councillors who I know absolutely find these undemocratic minority rule powers just unacceptable, but they're struggling to figure out how to speak up if they are to. And there are a couple who I've seen even just blindly defended, and, you know, that's baggage they're going to wear.
What does it say, Josh, that the mayor of Ottawa said, I don't want this. It is a bridge too far.
It says that Mayor Sutcliffe showed courage, reflected the will of the people of Ottawa, and he should be congratulated for that. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, leadership isn't always about, you know, a power grab or trying to get all the powers in the world. Leadership is being able to lead by convincing others that your convictions and your positions are correct. And, you know, Mayor Sutcliffe has demonstrated that he's committed to that very democratic principle. John Tory has done the opposite, and he's disappointed a lot of people. And, you know, but I think the reality is the only person who can return Toronto to a genuine democratic framework is John Tory if he chooses to do the right thing and calls Doug Ford and says, don't move forward with Bill 39. We were wrong. I'm hearing from the people of Toronto that we were wrong. And, you know, if he were to do that, I think we all need to give him an exit ramp and say, you know, thank you. But, you know, he needs to feel the pressure until he does the right thing.
Toronto City Councilor Josh Matlow, our guest on Toronto Today. How do you get this on the floor? And is this something that could happen tomorrow? I know Gord Perks is saying that he's hopeful. Create a scenario where this gets debated. And then not only can all the Toronto voters, and even those that didn't come out and vote, they can all hear the debate on the floor. But that might resonate more in, you know, the inner chest of John Tory to realize I might need to walk this back.
We'll see what happens with that. I mean, so, you know, council needs 14 councillors to sign a petition to call a special meeting on their own. The mayor can call a special meeting anytime if he chooses to, and certainly that would be the best case scenario. You know, to be very candid with you, even if there is a special meeting, and even if we debate this, there's no power there because ultimately this decision is being made at Queen's Park by the Doug Ford government at John Tory's request. So that is being considered at the legislature this week. Ultimately, it won't even be councillors, I think, who will be the most convincing of John Tory. It's going to be the people of Toronto. And I'm reading emails that I'm being copied on from people saying, you know, dear Mayor Tory, I have been a supporter of yours for years. I voted for you every time. I thought you were different than, you know, all those politicians that are doing these things like, you know, we're seeing around the world in Alberta and everything. I thought you were different than that. And I'm really disappointed. And I think that's, he needs to understand that he's doing something that even his core base is just so disappointed and upset about, and hopefully he will hear that. And you know, and if he's listening to your show this morning, as I imagine he's an avid listener, you know, I would just repeat to him, as I've said to him, if he does the right thing, even those of us who have been most critical of him will provide a respectful and supportive exit ramp if he does the right thing, because this is too important. This is too important. No legislature in the world that is elected is run by minority rule. That is the antithesis of democracy. And John Tory needs to do the right thing. If he does the right thing, we will congratulate him. And if he continues on this path, we will continue to escalate this consistently and continuously until we get this overturned.
I've got a minute left. Is there any hope on your part that if John Tory doesn't walk it back, that Doug Ford will? It has been proven over 5 years. There have been moments. This may eventually happen with the Green Belt. There's a lot of voices out there about the Green Belt. So whether it's the notwithstanding clause, whether it's pushing COVID restrictions too far, there have been moments in the Ford government where they put something out there and it doesn't take very long for them to for them to walk right back.
Absolutely. I mean, the target is not just John Tory on you know, convincing, you know, the powers that be to do the right thing. Doug Ford ultimately has the last say. So, you know, what I'm very pleased to tell you is that I've spoken with all the opposition at Queen's Park, the NDP, the Liberals and the Greens. They are all 100% in agreement that this is just unacceptable and needs to be stopped. We're all encouraging people to write to their MPPs as well. I mean, ultimately, Doug Ford needs to understand that this is wrong as well. The people of Ottawa certainly sent that message by rejecting a gift that they never asked for. It was John Tory who did. It wasn't Mark Sutcliffe. And bottom line is, I hope that they do capitulate to the people of Toronto as they've done, you know, in many other cases. This is something, again, I just to be very clear, there are policy debates, right? We can debate, you know, transit, we can debate housing, we can debate a number of other priorities. Mm. When it comes to democracy, that should be something that all right-minded people agree with, like, you know, in our society. And then and then we debate the things that are important to us.
Yeah, then you get to the actual the subjects and the topics, and and you'll win some, you'll lose some. It's politics.
That's democracy.
It's exactly that. Josh, thanks very much for the time. I appreciate it.
Always. Thank you.
Josh Matlow joining us on Toronto Today.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman. They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.